Hey, welcome back. I'm Johanna Grunaway here with some of the top stories we're tracking right now. President Joe Biden signed 10 orders as he announced the nation's COVID-19 response is under new management. He's demanding progress to reduce infections and get the country out of the hardship it's endured for nearly a year. The 10 orders are aimed at jump-starting his national COVID-19 strategy to increase vaccinations and testing, lay the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and immediately increase the use of masks, including requiring Americans to wear masks when traveling. Meanwhile, former President Trump has returned to a family business ravaged by pandemic shutdowns and restrictions, with revenue plunging more than 40% at his Doral golf property in Florida, his Washington hotel, and both of his Scottish resorts. Although the Mar-a-Lago, the Palm Beach club where Trump arrived Wednesday, has seen a 10% rise in revenue. After Facebook indefinitely suspended Trump, it said today that a quasi-independent oversight board will make an independent judgment on upholding that decision. And in other news, today a judge granted preliminary approval of a $641 million deal that would benefit thousands of Flint residents who were harmed by lead-contaminated water. The settlement includes $600 million from the state of Michigan, although the city of Flint, an area hospital, and an engineering firm are also part of the agreement. The preliminary approval triggers a process where Flint residents can object and pursue their own claims. Thanks for watching Newsy. I'll be back with more of your headlines soon, but more news continues right here, right now.